This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1933. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded June 5th, Alaska, Australia, Brazil, Chad, China, Cuba, Germany, Guatemala, India, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Kurdistan, North America, Oklahoma, Saudi Arabia, Sikkim, Somalia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tibet, Uganda, USA, Vietnam, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. KNLS in Alaska has had a lot of transmitter problems over the years, including apparently right now or recently in Rustyx. Dmitry Kotozov in Ryazan reports about the breakdown of one of the transmitters. According to Konstantin Chernushenko of KNLS, I guess he's back in Tennessee, the programs in Russian are not being carried because one of the transmitters is out of order. So if that's the case, it no doubt affects many other broadcasts in their other languages, Chinese and English. That may explain why on May 31st, during the 12 UT hour, I was hearing KNLS on 7355 with allegedly true Bible stories in English, but I did not notice them on their other listed frequency, 6075. During that hour only, they're supposed to be on two English frequencies at once. Dan Sheedy, DXing from Moonlight Beach, California, near Encinitas, reports on the two low-power private Australian shortwave stations. Aussie Radio 4835, tentatively heard June 1st from 1224 to 1310, June 2nd, 1253 to 1310, and June 3rd, 1303 to 1307. Since the other one had an above-average signal, Aussie Radio was just above the noise. He could hear the DJ and some unidentified tunes, including Waltzing Matilda, which was identified clearly all 3 days at 1307 UT. And 4KZ 5055, he was hearing May 22nd at 13 to 1322, on the 26th and 27th from 13 until off at 1355, and on June 2nd, 1208 to 1235, all 4 days with news, ocean conditions, ads, and 4KZ promos. He sent a tentative email report to Al Curtin at the station covering these logs and got a very prompt reply that a QSL would soon be in the mail. So he says, I'm looking forward to something cool by mid-June. Meanwhile, Mick Delmage in Sherwood Park, Alberta reports, Aussie Radio back on the air, 4835, May 30th at 1234, with news and back to pop music, weak but readable. Ron Howard in California replies from San Francisco, also noted here, 1234 to 1238 news, and again more news at 1246 to 1255, otherwise pop songs mostly unreadable. While 4KZ on 5055 had decent reception from 1133 to 1206, good enough to identify many of the songs. Then on June 5th, Ron Howard reports on 4835, AIR Gangtok Sikkim at 1315 with a very prominent hum. Their transmitter has had this problem for over 6 weeks. I could just make out some faint audio underneath from Aussie Radio in Australia, but Gangtok was blocking most of Aussie's signal. It was strong gray line reception between him and Sikkim, right around sunrise and sunset. On 11735, besides North Korea at certain hours, there are Brazil and Zanzibar. Alan Rowe in the UK says, ZBC Zanzibar seems to be either off or not propagating. So I was hearing Radio Transmundial from Brazil, May 31st from TuneIn at 2040 on 11735, but it went off at 2058. As a matter of fact, both of them sign off very close to 2100. So let's skip to the Zeds for reports of ZBC from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. May 31st, he was hearing it at 1700 and 1801 with good reception, and June 4th, also around 1800, fair to good. Most of the time, but not reliably, they have English news only at 18 UT. Filed under Chad Non, Ivo Ivanov also reports on the Target broadcast called Radio Ndarasan International, except it seems they've been leaving out that strange word and just calling themselves Radio International. I'm pronouncing that in French because he was hearing them only in French at one particular time, 0737 UT, June 2nd, on 13810 via Wolferton, UK. In fact, they were announcing their schedule in French, including their FM in N'Djamena, Chad, on 107.1. Shortwave schedule matches what we already knew, but here it is, 05 to 06 on 5960, 6 to 7 on 7415, 7 to 8 on 13810, and 18 to 21 on 12050. In Australian DX News, Phil Brennan in Darwin reports, CRI Beijing on 5955, May 4th at 13:05, with what he calls a ridiculous, ham-acted radio play about the Chinese Revolution in English. Hilarious listening. Well, that's the same dramatic show we can hear via the Cuban relay on 9570 during the 13 UT hour. Fire Dragon, all instrumental music jamming is not often heard anymore from China. They're usually employing CNR1 programming. But here is one time when I did hear it. June 2nd at 1710 on 9965. East Asian propagation was really holding up better than Western European. They were jamming Radio Free Asia in Chinese via Saipan, scheduled at 17 to 19, but which was inaudible here. I've been hearing Radio Havana, Cuba on an unscheduled frequency 13660 during the 13 to 15 period, because it's a leapfrog mixing product of 13740 over 13700, another 40 kilohertz lower. Major frequency references will not include these leapfrogs, even though they are transmitted and certainly exist, as only I, it seems, will reveal. A reverse leapfrog would be on 13780. I was barely hearing a carrier there on June 4th, but not on June 5th. This is possible because the fundamental frequencies mixing were extremely strong, 13700 and 13740 at 30 over 9, more or less, which led 13660 to register up to S9, and it was 100% readable. In the British DX Club, Alan Pennington refers us to the website of Radio Mi Amigo for their new schedule effective June 1st. It is every day between 07 and 16 UT on 6085, the so-called Europa band, a transmitter in Germany. More details about the content of their schedule at radiomiamigo.international. The terrible volcanic eruption in Guatemala on June 4th led us to wonder about the fate of Radio Verdad, the only remaining shortwave station in Central America, on 4055. Well, I checked it out on the map, and the fire volcano is west-southwest of Guatemala City, while Chiquimula is further in the opposite direction to the east-northeast, the total distance apart being 148 kilometers or 92 miles, so we hope the Radio Verdad area is unaffected. So all ears on 4055 as soon as it was getting dark. Early UT June 5th, Stephen Wood in Massachusetts said he could tell they were on the air, but with difficult copy, while Umberto Molina, much closer in El Salvador, says at 1:36, Radio Verdad coming in clearly at his location. And then I got a reply from Edgar Madrid of Radio Verdad. Everything is all right here, but the situation in the central area of Guatemala is serious. Many people dead, burned, buried, and so on. All our country is gathering goods for the damaged people. This will be too late unless you're hearing one of our very earliest broad or podcasts about DRM tests from All India Radio Delhi on shortwave, which had been suspended for a few months. Joe Jacobs says on June 5th and 6th, they would be testing from 04 to 6:30 UT on 9950, beam to South India, in Pure DRM, Channel A in Urdu, Channel B with FM Rainbow, and reports appreciated to spectrum-manager@prasarbharati.gov.in. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener translates a press release from Free Radio AM, 1584 kHz in Trieste, Italy, also known as Radio Diffusione Europea. They say they are at the center of an attack on credibility by illegal radio operators. For several months, our station has been overcome by strong signals in the evening with the intent to create disturbance and damage our image. Even more serious, this interference assumes the form of a clone of our station. Our jingles and our voices are recorded and modified with obscene language. In Australian DX News, Michael Cunningham of Yarwun, Queensland says, Japan's Radio Nikkei have an interesting music playlist system. How about six tracks in a row by the band Asian Kung Fu Generation? All tracks identified by the Shazam phone app. Radio Nikkei is aimed at middle-aged businessmen, so the music played is usually a bit less saccharine than the pop music on NHK Radio Japan. I'm sure many are using Shazam for identifying songs heard on shortwave. If not, try it out on the songs played on your favorite station. It works for most tracks from India and Turkey, but not music from our near neighbors in Papua New Guinea or Solomon Islands. Shokaze or Sea Breeze, JSR in Japan, about abductions by North Korea, has made another of its more or less monthly frequency changes. Here are the details from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Effective May 31st, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast has moved from 7215 to 6165, including English on Thursdays only. The repeat broadcast at 16 to 17 UT has made the reverse move from 6165 to 7215. And in between, they also relay Furusato no Kaze at 1405 to 1435, and that has moved from 7325 to 6165. Dan Sheedy in California says 6165 is much better than 7215, including English Thursday, May 31st, but with some light North Korean pulse jamming and also co-channel interference from CNR6 in China. Dan Sheedy also reports on 9455, Furusato no Kaze's own broadcast, also about North Korean abductions, May 25th on the air from 1328.5 to 1357. A piano intro, clear IDs, some chat and J-pop, closing with email address, frequency schedule, and a piano orchestral introduction. Evidently, Dan is not hearing even a trace of WRMI's very low power secret transmission on 9455. Oh, the transmitter site for this broadcast of Furusato on 9455 is Taiwan. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports on Radio Dengue Weilat, Issoudun, France transmitter site on 9525. That's the broadcast for Kurdistanish Turkey. At 0328 UT on May 13th, an interview in Kurdish, but with lots of giggling and a Kurdish song followed on a weak signal. The North American pirate Radio Casablanca, allegedly broadcasting from a secret location in the deserts of Morocco, sent out some advance notices it was about to be on the air. We got one via Rob Ross in Ontario and heard it ourselves. UT June 1st at 0145 on 6940.17 in the AM mode. ID at 149 and some Glenn Miller music and off at 153. I've had quite a few more pirate logs this week as detailed in DX Listening Digest number 18-23 when published via worldofradio.com, all headed North America. This may be one of them, but it's a bit unusual. June 2nd, for about a minute at midnight, 1 UT, I was hearing some slow Morse code on 6931 and was sending over and over a message, expletive Trump. Presumed a pirate anyway, rather than official information. Unknown if it was related to a phone pirate broadcast around 6930. via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1933. A non-commercial program, website, and publication. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert W. Gruska in Glendale, New York, who says, World of Radio was one of the first programs I remember receiving on a borrowed GE multiband portable with whip antenna one summer evening many years ago. Thank you for helping to keep shortwave radio hobby alive. He sent a money order to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. A large FM radio tower in central Oklahoma was brought down on May 30th when a crop duster clipped the guy wire. Apparently only one FM station was on it, KTUZ La Zeta, licensed to Okarche, but for the Oklahoma City market, on 106.7, knocking it off the air, of course. They moved the programming to one of their sister stations' HD channels. We have links to TV coverage of this collapse in DX Listening Digest. In the MARE tip sheet, Ken Zicke in Port Hope, Michigan, too, often reports on international broadcasts, radio, and television. He's pulling off a satellite. Here's one from Russia. Galaxy 19, 97 degrees west, 12.060 horizontal, 22,000 MSPS. He heard Radio Sputnik with English Trendstorm, including talk about Pompeo's threats toward Iran, Turkey, and Israel. They said, from friends to worst enemies. This station is really inconsistent. Some of the programming is pretty good, and much of it is even worse than the old Radio Moscow days. It's much like RT on television. He was getting it about 50% and steady, May 27th, from 0319 to 0349 UT. Visiting the Canary Islands, Richard Langley from New Brunswick reports, a strong signal from Radio Guinea on 9650, May 30th, from about 1730 UT onwards, but with Saudi Arabian jamming on the frequency. It's whoop-whoop style, faintly at times, even after Iran had finished its broadcast in Arabic. More about Iran versus Saudi Arabia from Ivo Ivanov. He says, 13785, May 31st, from 1130 to 1430, had Iran in Arabic, but co-channel interference from Saudi Arabia. Also, 13610, at 0530 to 1430, has another broadcast in Arabic from Iran, but also with co-channel interference from Radio Riyadh Holy Quran service. Also, Ivo Ivanov reports an unscheduled frequency of BSKSA Radio Riyadh, June 1st until 0600, 7410, with Holy Quran programming in Arabic, unknown whether it's the Jeddah or Riyadh site. Sikkim, cross-reference to what I said earlier about Australia. Here's quite an exotic DX target, especially for North Americans. Somalia on 7750 Warsan FM radio. That's WARSAN. Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports it to Australian DX News in Vernaculars Daily, last confirmed on May 10th at 1710 until sign-off at 1935. By the way, he says there are two radios called Warsan, one in Kenya and another in Baidoa, Somalia, both in the Somali language and both mainly on FM. But another report of shortwave 7750 from Brian Clark in New Zealand DX Times, tentative reception, May 14th at 1920. Lively Horn of Africa vocals at poor level until closing abruptly at 1934. That correlates with the previous report. He says it's likely Warsan radio transmitting in upper sideband only. And a lot more about this, originally in German from the ADX group via BCDX. Warsan radio from the Somali town of Baidoa broadcasts at least irregularly still on shortwave 7750 SSB, first appeared in 2016. But were heard in Europe since May 21st this year after 19 UT, says Herbert Meixner in Austria. Wolfgang Büchel in Germany replies, a very, very weak USB signal on 7750 Horn of Africa Music around 2009 UT on May 17th, thanks to a tip of Jari Savolainen in Finland. Actually, it was a bit off frequency, 15 hertz to the low side. It's not unusual for us to hear Sudan 7205 around 0430 UT here in North America, when it's obviously coming by short path in darkness. But in Australian DX News, Rob Wagner in Victoria reports hearing it about the same time in his afternoon, when it looks like it must be by long path or very unusual short path. May 13th at 0430 on location news reports. A popish East African song in Arabic at 442. Another report at 0450. A weak signal, he says, but great to hear this one in my afternoon on 7 megahertz. Alokesh Gupta, Kumre DX, forwards a notice from Radio Taiwan International headline, Creative Greetings Competition for RTI's 90th Anniversary. To mark it this year, we are inviting listeners around the world to send us creative greetings. Entries in any format are welcome, including paintings, photos, audio recordings, and videos, as long as the event logo RTI 90 is included. There will be a cash prize for the most creative entries. They don't say how much. And participants can also enter our FB Popularity Award contest. And they go on with all the details of how to enter. I suppose they're at this website, figure90.rti.org.tw. Oh, the deadline for entries to be postmarked is July 15th. It's rather cheeky of the CHICOM to have a program from Lhasa called Holy Tibet, since they're trying to suppress the original religion of the Tibetans. Nevertheless, this English language program is of some interest. Michael Cunningham in Queensland says in Australian DX News, Holy Tibet from China Tibet Broadcasting, Voice of China, is a very enjoyable program featuring the voices of many SWLs from around the world as a station promo, and some great Tibetan music. I must say the Tibetan accented English takes a little while to tune the ear to. That's 1 hour each at 07 and 16 UT on numerous Lhasa frequencies. Ugandanon, as mentioned last week, I'm still hearing Radio Manansi via WWRB on 9370. It's on the air Saturdays and Sundays from as early as 1300 and running a bit past 21 UT. An awful lot of that time, especially the first few hours, is music. And the talk, when they get around to it, is low fidelity, but a very strong signal here in North America, if not Uganda. New York Radio, the flight weather station, used to be quite a reliable thing on shortwave, but it disappeared suddenly late last year. We still hear Gander Radio on the same frequencies, but for only 20 minutes of each hour in two 10-minute segments. Otherwise, nothing on 13270, for example, between the top of the hour and 20 minutes after. This reminds me it may be time for New York Radio to return. Mike Cooper reported early this year in DX Listening Digest that according to an FAA notice to airmen, these frequencies would be U.S., meaning unserviceable, until at least the end of May. But now we're in June and still not hearing them, so don't hold your breath. The other frequencies are 10051, 6604, and 3485, all upper sideband. David Cole in Oklahoma forwards a story from money.cnn.com. White House plans to nominate conservative documentarian and Bannon ally to lead government media agency. The White House announced intent to nominate Michael Pack, a former president of the conservative Claremont Institute, to lead the Broadcasting Board of Governors, controlling the Voice of America, Radio Free Europe, and others, reaching an audience of 278 million in more than 100 countries and 61 languages. Pack's nomination has been expected for more than a year, but was tied up as he disentangled himself from conflict of interest issues. Pack is a former Corporation for Public Broadcasting executive and an ally of Bannon, the former White House chief strategist and head of Breitbart. Several sources within BBG have been privately expressing concern over Peck's nomination. Previous CEOs, a relatively new position, have been more mainstream newsroom leaders, like John Lansing, a former president of Scripps Network, or NBC News head Andy Lack, who briefly led the agency in 2015. There's also concern Peck will turn what has been considered America's voice abroad toward a decidedly more pro-Trump bent. Though the agencies under BBG are independent of presidential administration, the board acting as a firewall. Several staffers at BBG have told CNN they plan to leave if Peck is confirmed. A Trump appointee already working in BBG, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro, a former investigative reporter with ties to Bannon, has told colleagues his goal is to turn the agency into a Bannon legacy. I could not hear Alan Weiner worldwide on WBCQ last week, but Artie Bigley was listening to a podcast, and he says that Alan said there would be public service programming on the new 500 kilowatt transmitter. It would be awesome, Artie says, to have World of Radio on that 20 megawatt ERP transmitter. Will you ask for it to be aired a few times a week? Well, I haven't exactly heard what he said to be sure, but if possible, that would be great. Originally, it was supposed to be 100% paid for and programmed by the Flat Earthers. The next chapter about Radio Alexandria is no longer on WBCQ, but Ed Ensinger has been in contact with the person who ran the program, Roland Hunt, also known as Al Hundley. At least their website still exists, but you may not be able to hear any of the programs, www.radioalexandria.net. I was checking the website of yourweekendshow.com for his current schedule and noted a very strange entry, presumably supposed to apply to WRMI, Sunday at 21 UT on 11770, where nothing is scheduled, certainly not WRMI as far as we know, except an imaginary listing in HFCC for Yemen until 2200. I've not checked every night, but since last week on a couple of times, I've not been hearing Rick Wilde's so-called true news on WRNO 7505 between 01 and 03 UT, so not sure what the deal is there. Those on the QSL mailing list from Radio Free Asia, including Fibber, Craig Christ, Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener, and Juan Franco Crespo, forward this notice, which went out June 1st. RFA Vietnamese begins all digital broadcasting June 16th. Does that mean DRM? No, and it does not mean broadcasting either. It means, for decades, RFA Vietnamese was primarily heard on radio. As our news coverage continues to evolve, we are leaving radio behind to concentrate on reporting the news and info of Vietnam online. We'll continue to be heard and seen at its own RFA website, also on Facebook and YouTube. The enemy schedule has already been limited to only 1 hour at 14 UT on two frequencies, but you have a few more days to log it, as I have, 9950 via Tinian and 11985 via slightly off-frequency Saipan. Look for FMDX now as the sporadic E season is peaking. The propagation outlook from Boulder: quiet conditions all the way until possible G1 minor storms on June 28th with ANK indices of 28 and 5, solar fluctuating between 72 and 74. World of Radio 1933 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.